Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome. It is Bowerland News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, friends, we made it through another week. It's Friday, and it's a nice Friday at that. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about COVID. I want to talk to you about how concerned you are that we're heading back into masking, and they're going to use the Delta variant as an excuse. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, you know, how many of you saw the movie JFK, Oliver Stone, JFK? I happen to think it's an excellent movie, and I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in Bigfoot, for example. I just don't believe in Bigfoot. I got to see evidence. But in terms of plausible conspiracies, I think the Oliver Stone movie JFK was excellent. And I happen to subscribe to Oliver Stone's way of thinking in terms of what actually happened leading up to the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963. But there's a scene in the movie where Mr. X is laying out for Kevin Costner, the DA of New Orleans, Jim Garrison, laying out why we needed the war in Vietnam. And there's one line Mr. X says. He says, "No war, no money." Well, when it comes to COVID, no crisis, no money. People are making money off of this. Who, Tom? Well, naturally, the pharmaceutical companies and bureaucrats. Anthony Fauci, didn't somebody just give him $1 million or more because he was such a great leader during COVID? They just said, here's $1 million. Dr. Gail Burstein, the health commissioner of Erie County, has shown her character. And I'm really sorry to have to say this, but she has gotten wealthy off of COVID. You know, when it comes to doctors, different doctors make different amounts of money. For example, a brain surgeon is going to make more money than your GP. And pediatricians, all due respect, tend to be at the lower end of the medical food chain in terms of income. Gail Burstein is probably one of the highest paid pediatricians in the entire country because of the overtime she has racked up because of COVID. And ladies and gentlemen, if you, I mean, just let's just apply a little bit of common sense here. If you were making money hand over fist because of a fear that people had, where is your interest in ameliorating, mitigating, or eliminating that fear? You have none. Your human reaction is, I got to keep this bitch rolling as long as I can. Damn how the money pours in. And honestly, and I'm glad David Bellavia has mentioned this as much as he had, I think it is absolutely shameful that the health commissioner of Erie County is racking up the kind of money she is racking up in overtime. She, I'm a salaried guy, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't make overtime when I came in to do the extra Sunday shows when COVID was just getting started. I didn't get overtime when I came in here to help Tim Wenger in the newsroom cover the situation in downtown Buffalo, because I'm a salaried employee and I am loyal to my employer. And if my employer needs me for something, I am here. And I don't ask Tim Wenger or Tim Holley. My first question isn't, well, what's in it for me? My first question is, we've got a crisis. How can I help the team? And I know that might sound like BS, but obviously I'm telling you the truth, because how does a guy with no talent stick around in a job for 40 years without getting fired? Because he's around and he knows how the game works. And I'm not claiming to be a particularly virtuous person, okay? I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, because I'm not. Really, I'm not. Those of you who know me personally know I don't view myself that way. But for a health commissioner to shamelessly collect overtime after overtime after overtime, I think it's positively reprehensible. And I don't mind people making money. I enjoy making money. I hope you make a lot of money. I want people to make a lot of money. I want people to be successful. I'm happy when people are happy. I'm happy when people are successful. But there is something fundamentally immoral about a county health commissioner making hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime dealing with COVID when, excuse me, that's part of the job, isn't it? As the county health commissioner? Gail Burstein, personal opinion, I think she ought to be ashamed of herself. And I'm telling you, between Gail Burstein and Blackbeard, I'd rather hang out with Blackbeard, because at least he knew who he was. He didn't feign virtue while collecting piratical gold, now did he? So where do you think this is all going? And if we head back to a mask mandate, how do you believe the country is going to respond? I am afraid that we are all going to respond with acquiescence and as sheep. And here's the problem. The problem is businesses are regulated by the government. You have to, I mean, those of you who are lawyers, you understand the connection between governments, the law, and businesses. And in particular, restaurant businesses are accountable to the health inspectors. So are hair establishments, accountable to health inspectors. Places that serve liquor. The state liquor authority has a giant guillotine blade hanging over those places every hour of every day. The state liquor authority. So if Andrew Cuomo, I wonder how much longer Andrew Cuomo is going to be able to wait before he says, let me show you how to run a pandemic. I'm reinstituting a mask mandate because it'll make people feel better. They've got us by the nads. And I am so afraid that we're going to go back to where we were, that we're sheepishly going to go along with it because we are scared of our own government. A government which is daily showing itself unworthy of our trust as Americans. A government which is gradually revealing itself for what it is. No better than the Chinese communists. No better than any other stinking totalitarian, authoritarian government that has ever existed. Freedom be damned. We're in control. We're going to run your life. And we're going to claim that we're using science as our God. But there's nothing scientific about this at all. Where is this going? How are you going to react? I am very concerned. I'm even scared. I'm scared because I never thought in the United States of America in my lifetime, I never thought I would actually hear stories going largely uncommented upon by people of our government saying, you know, we need to squash dissenting opinions. What's the difference between that and Tiananmen Square? The only difference is they can do it with Facebook and Twitter. Chinese communists did it with machine gun bullets. And we're taking it. We are taking it. The American people are taking it. And you've got a group of Americans not connected with the government that is all about virtue signaling. I'm wearing a mask. That makes me a kind person. I care about other people. I'm wearing a mask. You don't wear a mask. You don't care about other people. The big push to get us vaccinated so we could take off the masks. And now we're seeing it may prove to be a ruse. It may prove to be nothing but a fart in a windstorm. And I know a few things about farts and windstorms. Let me tell you. Let's go to Aaron in Toronto on WBEN. Aaron, you're on WBEN. Speak.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Sir.
I just wanted to call in and say to your thing there about masks and not knowing the effectiveness based on the thread count and what's a good piece of fabric, what isn't. I think the one thing that it works for everybody who's actually using them is making them look and feel good. It's all about the optics and aesthetics. It's nothing to do with the actual science or effectiveness. And the other thing,
not only that, but as Dr. Jane Orient, who is a medical doctor, pointed out yesterday, in particular with children, it isn't healthy to wear a mask. You are breathing. I wish I could use the words I would use if I was talking to you in a bar. Our kids are breathing stuff into their lungs, which is not healthy. And it is psychologically damaging to children not to be able to see faces, not to be able to properly pronounce or see words pronounced. And we are dehumanizing. Amina Malonic has talked about this extensively. We are dehumanizing people. And there, I'm telling you, there are people who are desperate to go back to masks.
Well, I agree with you on the dangers it could cause to children, especially putting basically a petri dish around their orifice so that they can breathe it all day. The other thing I wanted to bring up, Tom, is the Delta variant. The latest study that they did in the UK over just under 100,000 cases were studied, and there's been 107 deaths. And out of the 107 deaths of the Delta variant in the UK, 58 have been people that were double dosed, fully vaccinated. So the question then becomes, what is more dangerous in contracting the Delta variant, being vaccinated or not being vaccinated?
Well, okay. And then there's another issue too, and it's one of basic mathematics. If a vaccine is 95% effective, that means that for every 100 people who receive it, five might as well have saved themselves the trouble. So we need to establish why some people, you know, what do the 5% for whom this vaccine is not effective, do they have anything genetically in common? And then the larger issue, to what extent are you going to destroy freedom and a constitutional republic over lives? I mean, you know, the Battle of Gettysburg, for example, tens of thousands of lives were forever either done away with or altered in the span of 3 days. And who cares today?
Well, yeah, and to be honest, when you talk about that, we're talking about something that, like you're saying, it affects a very minute minority of people. And the example I like to give people is the peanut butter allergy one. I say, listen, if you've got one kid in the classroom that may have a peanut butter allergy, you tell 30 kids, don't bring peanut butter because there's one kid who may get sick. That's fine because all you're sacrificing is your experience with peanuts. But at what point Do you have to sacrifice your time, your quality of life for that one child? That it's time to tell that one child to take care of themselves rather than telling the rest of the classroom to adhere.
Well, there's two points that immediately come to mind. Number one, peanut butter allergies. Why do we have peanut allergies? Well, I'll tell you where they don't have peanut allergies as a rule. In third world nations, there is a body of thought in this country, and I'm not a doctor, but I can read, that the reason we have peanut allergies now in modern industrialized societies is we are too clean. We are not letting our immune systems do what we have immune systems to do. And as a result of that, we see an increase in peanut allergies. We're too clean. Our immune systems are getting weak. We're not letting them work.
I agree with you full-heartedly there. And I want to add, too, to your thing about what we're willing to sacrifice for this disease versus other things we live amongst or lived with for years and never been worried about. You were bringing up heart disease, respiratory issues, and saying, well, maybe it's because it's not as transmissible. You can't, you know, exchange a heart attack. But we look at neonatal, we look at diarrheal disease. Things like diarrhea are still killing people, and more, they're not as transmissible, but they're still more deadly. And we're still willing to go out in the world without wearing a mask, without getting vaccinated for things like the Norwalk virus, but we're going to be afraid of COVID. Makes sense any to me.
No, it does not make sense. My point about heart disease is this. If we really wanted to, we could significantly reduce the number of people who die of heart disease. How would you do that? You ban things. You ban French fries. You ban chicken wings. You ban fried foods. There are a number of things that you could ban that would cut down on heart disease. You could ban tobacco, and that's going to cut down on heart disease. There are a number of things you could do. You could get downright draconian and cut down on the incidence of heart disease. And guess what? At the end of the day, nobody gets out of here alive anyway.
100%, Tom. And if you, as a Canadian, I can tell you that they do try, and because of our healthcare system, there's a lot of things they do to us because it's in our interest of our best health. And the reason why they are justified is because they're paying our medical bill. So as a result, cigarettes, the taxes we pay on cigarettes for our own health is up the yin-yang. When you think of alcohol, you know, any of the destructive behaviors we can partake in, we are taxed up the wazoo because it's for our own good, quote unquote.
Well, okay, and here, and again, you want to talk about the hypocrisy of government. My entire adult life, we've got to raise the age at which people can buy cigarettes. We have to do away with tobacco. And what has been the big thing the last 5 years with people like Crystal Peoples Stokes and others? Let's legalize pot. We have been telling people, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, on the one hand. And the last 5 years, all I've heard about is, we got to let people smoke weed. It's bull. I wish I could use the word. I'm glad you called. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Where is this going? Where is this going? I think that the control freaks are desperately trying to bring back mandatory masks at all times. They're going to claim it's about science. It's about control. Are we to be nothing more than the targets of sodomy by the government?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sorry, I just had to establish that Tom Petty is, in fact, still dead. All right? It is... Okay, look, don't get mad at me. Tom Petty would have... He would have been the first one to laugh about the confusion about his... Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he alive? And that's his bit of an additional rock and roll legacy of Tom Petty. Are we heading back to masks? I am freaking out. I mean, let's put it this way. When I freak out, I don't freak out, but I freak out. I'm very concerned about freedom in this country being usurped because of a virus. And being usurped in the name of science, which we only apply in certain situations. For example, has anybody ever said about the transgender issue? Well, let's look at the science. These chromosomes make a female. These chromosomes make a male. Well, we ignore science when it comes to political correctness or political expediency. And I don't want you to hate anybody. I don't hate transgendered people. I mean, that's just stupid. You shouldn't hate anybody without a good personal reason for hating them, you know? But I'm simply bringing out that science works in some cases, but in other cases, we conveniently ignore it. For example, scientifically, I don't want to get off on a tangent on this, but but what would a scientist say about when human life begins? When is the obvious beginning of human life? The obvious beginning, the starting point. Well, in my world, it would be when Mr. Sperm says hello to Miss Egg. That's the beginning of life to me. When else could it possibly be in that 9-month gestational continuum? But we ignore that, don't we? We ignore it because it's not politically expedient to use science when it comes to determining when human life begins. And then, of course, if you're in an automobile accident and somebody is with child, we have a different conception of when human life begins than when we talk about the abortion process. And we follow the science when it's convenient to follow the science to usurp our freedoms. But otherwise, science be damned. You know, somebody sent me something, and I want to read it to you because it's true. Before I do this, I want to tell you something. I do not claim, my friends, to be an expert in anything. I am a generalist, all right? I am a general knowledge person. But one of my tremendous areas of interest is in history. And I told you recently, I have been spending a lot of time researching and reading up on the Russian Revolution as well as the Second World War and the Nazi seizure of power. Somebody sent me this, and it is as valid today as it has ever been. It is a human truism. It is absolutely the way things are. It reads as follows. It didn't start with gas chambers. It started with one party controlling the media. One party controlling the message. One party deciding what is truth. One party censoring speech and silencing opposition. One party dividing citizens into us and them and calling on their supporters to harass them. It started when good people turned a blind eye and let it happen. And this is true not only in Nazi Germany, it's also true in any authoritarian nation, including the Soviet Union, North Korea, the Chinese communists. It didn't start with gas chambers. It started truly with one party controlling the media and controlling everything. And if you think that's exaggeration, I strongly suggest you look up your history and you study something called the Enabling Act in the German Reichstag. What happened was there was a fire in the Reichstag building, all right? And the Nazis blamed the communists. And they said, you know what? We need emergency powers to deal with this insurrection by the communists. And the first thing Hitler did after getting his emergency powers was to ban all other political parties. It was the 1930s edition of kicking you off of Twitter or Facebook, except in their case, they had concentration camps to put undesirables in, just as the Soviet Union had its system of gulag slave labor camps. The Chinese communists have re-education camps. Folks, I said something before, and I just want to go back to it very, very quickly. Do not get yourself hung up on conservative versus liberal. That model simply does not work anymore. Because I'm going to tell you something that I've said before. I love my liberal friends. You're not hearing this wrong. I love my liberal friends. Steve Cohen is a liberal. Steve Cohen and Corey Hogan are both liberals. They're classical liberals. They have a respect for the Constitution. So even though I'm on the right and they're on the left, we have a common meeting point, a nexus, and a Lexus. Now, a nexus known as the Constitution of the United States. So, Tip O'Neill, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, they were all Democrats, okay? In their own way, they were seen as liberal, depending on who was doing the liberalizing, I guess. But we had a situation for many, many years, most of this country's history, where liberals and conservatives would get into debates, for example, about the death penalty. Conservatives, we want the death penalty. Liberals, we don't want the death penalty. Conservatives, we want abortion banned. Liberals, we want abortion safe and effective and rare. And we debate back and forth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are conservative, you need your liberal friends who believe in the Constitution to join with you to fight for our American freedoms. Because what we have now, it is not, you cannot frame this as liberal against conservatives. It is conservatives and classical liberals against the totalitarians and the authoritarians. A classical American liberal is not an authoritarian, is not a totalitarian. A classic American liberal was the person who spoke truth to power, who fought authority, but believed in the Constitution. We have a significant number of people now who don't believe in the Constitution. Some of them are in the White House. Folks, I can't stress this. I can't overstress this. When you have an administration that openly talks about joining with social media giants to eliminate certain opinions from online discourse in the United States of America, that is a shameful time. Had it happened during the Trump presidency, there'd be riots in the street. But it happened during Sleepy Joe's, and everything is okay. This is such a dangerous time for this republic. You know, most of us were born and raised here. Amina Malonic is a Muslim, and she is my... That's going to sound so patronizing. I can't say that. She is a regular guest on the show, and she is a very dear friend of mine. Amina lived through genocide. She lived through the mass murder of people simply because they were Muslims in Bosnia. She lived through that. She knows what totalitarianism is like. She knows what it's all about. Amina Malonic has told us this week on this show, this is not the same country to which she came all those years ago. It has taken a dark and sinister turn. Understand this, folks, and know this. It can happen here. I say that frequently. Sinclair Lewis, it can't happen here. Buzz Windrip, one of the people in the book. The point was, when Lewis wrote it during the rise of the authoritarian regimes in Japan with its militarism, Italy with its fascism, Germany with its Nazism, people said, well, that could never happen in the United States. It can happen in the United States. It is happening in the United States. Pay attention. I am not using hyperbole, and I am not wackadoodle. These things are really happening, and you have to understand how significant they are before you lose, and the world loses, the last outpost and bastion of freedom. And, I ran into the lovely Gina Latuca, formerly Gina Browning, last night at Glen Park Tavern with Christina. They love each other. They're good friends. And Gina is very grateful that I mentioned last week she can't hear in one ear. And with Gina's situation, even a hearing aid is not going to help her. Okay, there's nothing that can be done. She's basically deaf in one ear. So she's not stuck up. She has to deal with this all the time. People say hi to her. She can't hear out of one ear, so she doesn't catch it all the time. If she ignores you, she's not being stuck up. She is one of the most wonderful, nicest, awesomest people in this entire world. The last thing Gina is stuck up. So when you see Gina Latuca from the SPCA, just know she's not ignoring you. She really isn't. It's just, I don't know, we had just a fun time last night. Now, Joel, her wonderful husband, was not there, but I owe him a drink next time I see him. All right, let's get to the calls on WBEN. Are masks coming back? Here's Elizabeth in Cheektowaga. Elizabeth, hello.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm worried.
Well, I listen to you forever, so I am military and a medical professional. I just want to just say a few things. The inoculations are usually viruses, dead viruses and bacteria. Now, the vaccine now, in my opinion, as I believe, is a placebo. There's no noroviruses in the placebo because the FDA won't approve the vaccines because, in my opinion, it's a placebo with chemicals and there's no dead viruses. So due to that, the people won't be able to sue the companies because it's not FDA approved if their loved ones are passed away or dead from the virus.
Well, I mean, without getting into the mechanics of how the alleged vaccine works or doesn't work, you know, they are claiming, at least Moderna, a 95% effective rate in combating COVID. I mean, how you know, the different technology they're using for this vaccine, that's a little bit over my pay grade. But I mean, but here I think is the larger question. They have been telling us vaccinate, 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 and now we're starting to hear, oh, even if you're vaccinated, you're still going to have to wear a mask. Why get vaccinated? Why bother? And the mask is idiocy.
Yes, I agree. They're wearing a mask. Why? Well, I got all my shingles, pneumonia, and all my other things, but I worked with people with SARS back in the day. During Obama years, everything was kept quiet. We had the COVID, too. And influenza, A and B, the flu, CRE, MRSA, eating flesh diseases, et cetera. Ebola is still there. Leprosy is still there in other countries. And we are taken away from our concentration of other diseases on the COVID. And I agree with you because the government wants control. Why the control? Because they want to have a socialist, a Marxist type of government. And my family, my mom came from Germany as well. And she told me, old lady, strictly German, you would love her. And she tells me horror stories that happen over there. So she's been a United States citizen for many years. But she's in her late 80s, 85, 86, and she's a great woman.
Well, okay, but I mean, the idea here is authoritarianism is authoritarianism. And at her age, she would have been a little girl when that nonsense was going on. And I hear from people from the Eastern Bloc and the former Soviet Union all the time and have for many, many years actually saying, Tom, thank you for understanding what communism is really all about. I lived through it, and you're doing a great job telling people what it is. I thank you for the call. I mean, how long COVID has been here, I honestly don't know. It is 3:58 at News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're not on hold, be on hold. Are we heading back to mask mandates, and are you going to stand for it? Is this really about COVID, or is it about control? And following the science, sure. Let's follow the science, and let's start thinking about vaccinating people in a low-risk group with an unproven so-called vaccine. Makes no sense to me.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.